जगद्गुरु शूल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 35 and 36. Devarshipitri Gandharva
Devarshipitri Gandharva
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Kinnarapsara
Somartya
Khaga Bhutanya Nekashaha Yageshwara Dhyaragya Vagvittanjali Bhaktitaha Sabajitaya Hu Sarve Vaikunthanugatastataha
Devarshipitri Gandharva
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Kinnarapsara Somartyaha
Khagabhutyani Anekashaha
Yageshwara Dhyaragya
Vagvittanjali Bhaktitaha Sabajitaya Hu Sarve
Vaikunthanugatastataha
Devarshipitri Gandharva
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Kinnarapsara Somartyaha
Agabhutyani Anekashaha
Yageshwara Dhyaragya
Vagvittanjali Bhaktitaha
Sabajitaya Hu Sarve
Vaikunthanugatastataha Devarshipitri Gandharva Siddha Charana Pannagaha Kinnarapsara Somartyaha
Khagabhutyani Anekashaha
Yageshwara Dhyaragya
Vagvittanjali Bhaktitaha
Sabhajitaya Hu Sarve
Vaikunthanugatastataha Devarshipitri Gandharva
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Kinnarapsara Somartyaha
Khagabhutyani Anekashaha
Yageshwara Dhyaragya
Vagvittanjali Bhaktitaha
Sabhajitaya Hu Sarve
Vaikunthanugatastataha
Devarshipitri Gandharva
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
Siddha Charana Pannagaha
किन्नराप्सरसोमर्त्याः
खगाभूतानि अनेकशः
यज्ञेश्वरादिराराज्य वाग्वित्तांजलिभक्तितः सभाजितायुः सर्वे
वैकुण्ठानुगतास्ततः.
What word meaning? Deva, the demigods, Rishi, the great sages, Pitri, inhabitants of Pitriloka, Gandharva, inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Charana, inhabitants of Charana Loka, Pannagaha, inhabitants of the planets where serpents live, Kinnara, inhabitants of Kinnara planets. Apsaraha, inhabitants of Apsara Loka. Martyaha, inhabitants of earthly planets. Khagaha, birds. Bhutani, other living entities. Anekashaha, many. Yagya Ishvara Dhyaya, with the perfect intelligence of thinking as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Ragya, by the king. Vak, with sweet words. Vitta, wealth. Anjali, with folded hands. Bhaktitaha, in a spirit of devotional service. Sabhajitaha, being properly worshipped. Yayuhu, went. Sarve, all. Vaikuntha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Anugataha, followers. Tataha, from that place. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. King Prithu worshipped the demigods, the great sages, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and those of Siddha Loka, Charana Loka, Pannaga Loka, Kinnara Loka, Apsara Loka, the earthly planets and the planets of the birds. He also worshipped many other living entities who presented themselves in the sacrificial arena. With folded hands he worshipped all these as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the personal associates of the Lord by offering sweet words and as much wealth as possible. After this function, they all went back to their respective abodes following in the footsteps of Lord Vishnu. In modern so-called scientific society, the idea is very prevalent that there is no life on other planets, but that only on this earth do living entities with intelligence and scientific knowledge exist. The Vedic literatures, however, do not accept this foolish theory. The followers of Vedic wisdom are fully aware of various planets inhabited by varieties of living entities such as demigods, the sages, the pitas, gandharvas, pannagas, the kinnaras, the charanas, the siddhas and apsaras. The Vedas give information that in all planets, not only within this material sky, but also in spiritual sky, there are varieties of living entities. Although all these living entities are of one spiritual nature, in quality the same as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are varieties of bodies due to the embodiment of spirit soul by the eight material elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego. In the spiritual world, however, there is no such distinction between the body and the embodied. In material world, distinctive features are manifested in different types of bodies in the various planets. We have full information from the Vedic literature that in each and every planet, both material and spiritual, there are living entities of varied intelligence. The earth is one of the planets of Bhurloka planetary system. There are six planetary systems above Bhurloka and seven planetary systems below it. Therefore, the entire universe is known as Chaturdasha Bhuvana, indicating that it has 14 different planetary systems. Beyond the planetary systems in the material sky, there is another sky which is known as Paravyoma or the spiritual sky, where there are spiritual planets. The inhabitants of those planets engage in varieties of loving service onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which include different rasas or relationships known as Dasya Rasa, Sakhya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa and above all, Parakya Rasa. This Parakya Rasa or Paramour love is prevalent in Krishna Loka, where Lord Krishna lives. This planet is also called Goloka Vrindavan, and although Lord Krishna lives there perpetually, he also expands himself in millions and trillions of forms. In one of such forms, he appears on this material planet in a particular place known as Vrindavan Dham, where he displays his original pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan Dham in spiritual sky in order to attract the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram
Hare Krishna. So welcome to the Sunday feast class. Welcoming everyone who is there online also. Only difference is, so here we'll have class and feast at respective homes. This is the only difference. In fact, yesterday devotees were coming and they were saying, don't know after this when we'll meet, because now after this when we'll come to the temple, take darshan, when we'll come and talk to you, Prabhuji, and so on and so forth, they were saying. I was remembering that incident from, obviously, you know, it's not at that level, salted bread. When the Russians, when they all came, when this problem was there of the government, where they were not allowed to practice bhakti, so they would meet underground and they would separate for distributing books. And they would hug each other and they would say that, oh Prabhu, we don't know when we're going to meet again. And that hug would be so tight, and they'll be so happy. I'm sure, you know, after a week or two, maybe some similar feelings will be there. Again, this hall will be filled, and again we'll have you know, the discussion in the prasad, in the group of the Bhakti Riksha leaders, that how many members prasadam should be cooked, and so on and so forth. So, discussing about from today's verse. So here, Maitreya Muni, he's after the yajna. So Prithu Maharaj, he worshipped different personalities here. You know, it's very clearly given. Devarshi, Pitri, Gandharva, Siddha, Charana, Pannagaha, Kinnara, Apsara, Martyaha, Khaga, Bhutanya. So we have a similar verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, I guess it comes in 11th canto or something. Devarshi Bhutapta Nrinam Pitrinam Na Kinkaro Nayam Nrini Chirajan Sarvatmanam Yad Charanam Sharanyam Gato Mukunda Pariritya Kartum. So here this verse says, Deva, Rishi, Then Bhuta, Apta and Pitri. Devarshi, Devarishi, Bhuta, Apta, Pitri and Nrinand. So six people. So all the living entities, all the human beings, not all the living entities, all the human beings are inducted to these six personalities. And it is very clearly mentioned in this particular verse, anyone who surrenders to Mukunda, the giver or the bestower of liberation, so such a person need not worship these personalities even when he is inducted. Because surrendering to Supreme Personality of Godhead is enough. And we also know from the shloka, taror eva moola nisechanena. Yatha taror moola nisechanena tripyantista skanda bujo pashakaha. Prana upahara shaitendriyenam sarvahanam achutejana. So, here it is very clearly mentioned, as soon as we water the root of the tree, the entire tree flourishes. So the leaves will flourish, flowers, fruits, etc., etc. So we need not separately sprinkle. And similarly, when we feed the stomach, automatically the entire body nourishes. So we don't feed our eyes and nose and other things. Similarly, it is said, once we surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh, a lot of verses are talking about surrender. So once we surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically all the other personalities whom we are inducted to, they are satisfied. But now, there's a catch here. It's not about, we have come to ISKCON and we started chanting few rounds and following four related principles, we'll be spared, you know, from the nrina that we have. I was hearing in one of the class. So here it's very clearly mentioned, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not about doing thanda thanda bhakti. It talks about tivra bhakti, intense bhakti. Only when a personality does intense bhakti and surrenders to Supreme Personality of God, then he'll be spared from all these things. In fact, a higher level, my Guru Maharaj is telling me, I don't know, all his classes looks like brahmachari classes. So in one class he was telling that you brahmacharis, you have left your house and the future responsibilities of getting married and wife and kids and relatives and other. So you don't think that all this debt, you know, which you people are owing, so you will not be spared from that. And then I was puzzled and fortunately answered in the next line, you know, what you wanted to say. He said that we have given up all these things and we will be able to overcome these debts or fulfill these debts only when we completely surrender to Krishna. Completely surrender. And now for brahmacharis, he sets a very high standard. You know, he says something very, very high. So I think I've shared this in one of the class also. So I was taking the day rest and then I played this class. Then he started saying that the kids, they have food and they go to school. The employees, now this is not valid, this corona season that is going on. So it's not valid now, but in normal condition. The employees, they'll eat food and they'll go to office. And then driver, he'll eat food and he'll go for driving. And these sadhus, they'll eat and go to sleep. And then he went to such an extent, he says, I don't understand how much these people will sleep. They sleep at night, they sleep in Mangalarti, they sleep during chanting, they sleep during Bhagavatam class. And on to that, they want to sleep even after prasadam. And then he went on to say, he said, that in fact the sadhu shouldn't sleep at night also. What to talk about day? Then he went to describe that how much people should sleep. So he said that grihasthas have got the luxury of 6 hours only. And when it comes to the brahmacharis, 4 hours. And when it comes to sannyasis, max 2 to 3 hours, he says. So then this verse makes sense. Then this verse which talks about surrender makes sense. Okay, obviously, you know, when you are awake, you are not doing nonsense, but only devotional service and nothing else. So in this way, when we do devotional service very nicely, you know, with proper quality, then, you know, we will be spared, you know, from this debt, you know, which is there. In fact, all the devotees, be it grihasthas, vanaprasthas, brahmachari, sannyasi, anyone for that matter, only when we completely immerse ourselves in Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada gives a definition of Krishna consciousness in different purports, in different angles. In one of the purport he says, Krishna consciousness means always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, first. In another purport he says, Krishna consciousness means always immersed in the service of Krishna. So like this he gives different things. So now the question is, then we have to ask, how much are we absorbed in Krishna's service and Krishna's thoughts? then the answer or the question will be answered, are we really Krishna conscious? And only when a person is Krishna conscious completely, then he need not do all this. And anyways, where will you find all these personalities? Deva, Rishi, and then Gandharva, Siddha, etc., etc. And even if, this is one of my arguments when I talk about the demigod worship. So even if suppose we decide that we want to worship these demigods, Krishna is expecting too much of surrender, let me worship everyone else around and then fulfill the debt. So with one of my relatives I had this debate a long time back. So this personality in his altar, there are a lot of photos of demigods. So we're discussing, and then I was asking, why only these photos? There are 33 crore Devi Devta. So why only these photos? He said, these are important personalities. And who decided? No, that's how the entire world is working. So these are the important personalities. Then we were talking. Then we said, what about Surya? If suppose he stops giving sunlight, what will happen? What about Vayudev? If he says, I'll not give any air, enough. What about Varun Dev, who is giving water? What about the other Devi Devtas? What about these personalities? Those Devi Devtas who are sitting on our eyes and blinking our eyes. Those demigods who are controlling our bowel system, what about them? Who will worship them? If suppose they get, the person who is controlling the bowel system, if he gets annoyed because of our behavior, just imagine, he'll stop. He'll stop the bowel system. What will happen? Then why is it 33 crore Devi Devta are not worshipped then? Just imagine if we think also to worship 33 crore Devi Devta, put all the photos. Even if we give 1 minute to every personalities, I don't think we'll be able to live that long. And the other aspect is, we'll not be able to satisfy all of them. So only a person who is intelligent, as Prabhupada says, will take on to Krishna consciousness, to this Sankirtan Yajna, Sumedashaha. Yajna Sankirtana Praya Ijanti Sumedashaha. Only the person who is intelligent will understand, we don't have time in this age of Kali Yuga, which is full of call and hypocrisy, except for today, it's fully peaceful, yes, and we are short-lived. So in that, where is the time to worship all these Devi Devtas all around? So only thing that an intelligent person should do in this age of Kali Yuga is just worship Krishna by the Sankirtan Yajna. And here, Prabhupada writes this, you might have noticed this in the purpose, Prabhupada writes, in the modern so-called scientific society. Now this so-called is a very nice word if you see. When he says so-called, he's taunting very nicely. Because when we say science means first we have to follow the process. As I describe for the youth, I'll describe here also. So in science we have aim, then we have apparatus, then we have a procedure, then we have observation, then we conclude. Right? So suppose the aim is to understand if different planets exist, or if the aim is to understand if the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna exists or not. Then we have apparatus and the procedure of mantra meditation and other things. And then finally observation, that is realization and other aspects. And finally conclusion, Krishna exists or not exists. But nowadays people just have aim. Does Krishna exist or not? And finally they conclude, no, he doesn't exist. So it's very, very nicely Prabhupada says in different purpose. I was thinking, why he says so-called again and again and again? Now so-called because this is so-called, they are not actually scientific. If you're really scientific, then you will go through the entire procedure, finally then conclude, what is this? Maybe they are scared. If you go through the procedure, then you'll become devotees. Many people are scared to do practice bhakti, because they feel when once you come to bhakti, then you have to give up all the enjoyment. My own brother, he was saying this in one of the talks. So I said, spiritual, by the way, it's very difficult to preach at home. You can preach the entire society, but at home it's very difficult. So we were talking, and then he was also agreeing with me that bhakti is very important. And then he was saying that the lot of peace is there, and there are a lot of qualities which manifest. And he was agreeing with everything. I said, then why don't you take up seriously? Then he was telling, see, I want to take up, but the thing is that I have to give up the other enjoyment of this world. Then, like a so-called intelligent preacher, I told him, no, you need not give up all these things. You just practice. You just practice bhakti and carry on with whatever things you're doing. But I was knowing the least about his intelligence. He said that I know very well, even if you don't tell, I have to give it up. And I will myself give it up. Yes. So the thing is, this is there in the head of many people. But the thing they don't understand is the enjoyment of the outside world is temporary. is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Firstly, there is no enjoyment. Even if it is there, that is ashashvatam. And here, there is shashvat sukha, or there is shashvat ananda in Krishna consciousness. So here, he is saying, in the modern so-called scientific society, the idea is very prevalent that there is no life on other planets, but that only on this earth do living entities with intelligence, scientific knowledge exist. And when this moon landing case happened, Prabhupada was very, very strong. He said, no, they have not gone to moon. And if they have really gone to moon, then moon is one of the heavenly planets. Where are the other celestial beings as mentioned here? Where are they? Somaras is also found in moon. Did they drink Somaras? No. And Prabhupada had so much of confidence and so much of faith in the Vedic literatures. And obviously, he's a realized soul, Trikala Darshi, who can see everything. So he could easily make out that no, that is not the planet. And and various other analogies that he gives is even living entities exist on sun. And then he gives the example of water. He says, if we say that we cannot live in water, so that doesn't mean living entities don't exist in water. There are various aquatics which exist. Similarly, like we have these aquatics who have accustomed to the water environment. Similarly, there are living entities who are accustomed to the environment of the sun planet. And they are fiery bodies and so on and so forth. So this is a very nice thing to understand that all these different personalities exist. And people in this world might think we are very intelligent, but actually the fact is people in the higher planet systems are much more intelligent. How can we say that we are intelligent? We are made up of the five elements, and people on the earthly planet, they have more of earth and water in their body. And that is really very gross. If you see, earth and water are really gross. As we go subtle and subtle, ether becomes the subtlest when it comes to these five elements. And then going up, we have mind, intelligence and false ego. So similarly, here Prabhupada mentions that this entire world is called as, or universe is called as Chaturdasha Bhuvana. So Chaturdasha Bhuvana means 14 planet systems. And we are in between, which is Bhurloka, Prabhupada says. And there are 6 planet systems above and 7 below. Now before reading Prabhupada's purports and this, I felt above is all heavenly planets and below is all Narka. But then after we read Vedic scriptures, then we understand that above also people are enjoying, below also people are enjoying. Only in between. We are the people who are struggling. Only in between. Yes. So now you see, as we go to the higher planet systems, the body is really evolving. The consciousness is really evolving. To such an extent, when the person reaches Brahmaloka, the body is entirely made up of intelligence. Completely made up of intelligence. And now here, body of earth and water, they are saying we are very intelligent. So in this way we understand that there is 14 planet system which exists, and we are there somewhere in between, and it would be foolish to say that nothing else exists without going through the scientific process. And here when we say scientific process, the only thing is bhakti. The bhakti is the only scientific process which is there to realize all this. And even if suppose a person is existing on this earthly planet, and even if he is not able to realize till his last breath, suppose he becomes eligible to come back to God, and he will be able to see all the 14 planet systems when he is going up. Yes. Gop Kumar is one of the personalities which Sanatana Goswami describes very nicely. He saw all the planet systems. And then he was so focused to see Krishna that even when he saw this all, Apsara Loka and Kinnara Loka and Charan Loka, etc., he was not at all enamored by all these things. He was not allured by all these things. I sometimes wonder, what if myself and my youth forum, suppose we get the opportunity to go up, we land in every place and have a yatra and then finally. Oh, this is very nice. Oh, there is a nice water body here, let's take a bath here. So the one who is very focused to meet Krishna, the one who is very focused to attain Krishna, he will not be enamored by all these things, because he understands Krishna Prema is the topmost. Yes. And then Prabhupada talks here about the spiritual world. He says, beyond the planetary systems in the material sky, there is another sky which is known as Paravyoma, or the spiritual sky, where there are spiritual planets. Now, you can imagine, scientists don't believe in the existing universe, the planet systems. It's very difficult for them to believe in the spiritual sky. In fact, what to talk about scientist or materialist? Even devotees, you know, sometimes, you know, they have this question, really, Goloka Vrindavan exists? And then they ask. And not quality or not, right? Be it chanting, be it reading Srimad Bhagavatam, be it attending Mangalarti or worshipping Tulasi or having Prasadam or anything for that matter. If we can have that quality, then it is possible that, you know, we might get some good realizations. Because quantity cannot be increased now, quantity is stuck. So actually the quality has to be increased very nicely. Then it is possible that yes, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada or spiritual masters, Srishri Nithai Gaur, will be able to understand, okay, there is something called as Paravyoma or the spiritual sky, and there are spiritual planets. And Prabhupada then he gives, you know, different rasas. Then he says Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, Madhurya rasa, above all Parakya rasa. I came across Parakya rasa in my first year of Krishna consciousness. I read something. Then I asked my mentor, yeah, kahan se padha hai? Where did you read it from? It is very difficult for a person to understand all these rasas which are given. But one of the attraction is Goloka Vrindavan. Now it's really very attractive when we read the description also. What to talk about Goloka Vrindavan? So ISKCON devotees aspire for Goloka Vrindavan. No, nothing less than Goloka Vrindavan. I sometimes wonder if Vishnu Dutas come to ISKCON devotees and they say, chalo, Vaikuntha Loka jayenge. No, I have come to Goloka only. In fact, one devotee came to me and he was saying, Prabhuji, what if we end up in Vaikuntha? he was almost depressed, and he was saying, he was speaking as if Vaikuntha is a hellish planet. Prabhuji, what if we end up in Vaikuntha? Yes, Prabhupada has spoken so much about Goloka Vrindavan, and our spiritual master speaks so much about Goloka Vrindavan, that all the devotees are attracted to Goloka Vrindavan. But when we read the description of Vaikuntha also, it is so nice and so attractive. It comes in third canto, where the four Kumaras are entering the Vaikuntha planet. Now actually they have not entered the Vaikuntha planet. They are approaching the Vaikuntha planet. And there the description is very, very beautiful description is given, that the different structures, they are made up of rubies and gold and emerald and other things which we might not know also, the other gems. And the description of the description of Vaikuntha beings, that is also so beautiful. All of them have four hands. Now again, this is very difficult to understand. All of them have four hands. And the only difference between the Vishnu and the Vishnu Dutas or personality staying there is Srivatsa mark and the Kaustubha gem. So only Vishnu has a Srivatsa mark, that white hair, the curly hair, where Lakshmi Devi resides. So the description says that there are beautiful beings. The men there who are resembling Vishnu, they are wearing Pita Vastra, yellow dhoti, and beautiful Vaijanti Mala. All of them wear Vaijanti Mala. And they look very, very beautiful with the kundala and with the nice helmet. And their entire bodily feature, especially the facial feature, is described. They also have lotus-like eyes and the raised nose and the beautiful lips and the ears and so on and so forth, the description says. And then the description goes on to say, more beautiful than them are their concert. And their description is given. I'll not describe that. Very, very nice description is given. So then, here Prabhupada writes that even when these personalities are besides their beautiful concerts, they are not attracted to their beautiful concerts. There he mentions a very beautiful point. He says that why these people are not attracted to their concerts, only because they are so focused to do devotional service. So focused. There's one nice point which I had noted. Let me check if I can find out. He says, what is the spiritual world all about? Somewhere I've written this. So in one of the place he says, in Vaikuntha service is... Okay, in Vaikuntha, the service is not rendered with a purpose. This is the first thing that he mentions. And then he says, although every service has a particular result, the devotees never aspire for the fulfillment of their own desires. Their desires are fulfilled by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. So nice. This is what is the teaching of Prabhupada, even when we are there here in this material world, rendering service. Yes. So in this way, we see that Vaikuntha consciousness is having Krishna in the center. Now having Lord Vishnu in the center and serving. And then here we see, this planet is also called Goloka Vrindavan. Although the Lord Krishna lives there perpetually, he also expands himself in millions and trillions of forms. And then he manifests in this place called Vrindavan Dham, where he displays his original pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan Dham in the spiritual sky in order to attract the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. I was hearing in another class that even in Goloka Vrindavan Dham, there are some pastimes of this Bhauma Vrindavan are not enacted in Goloka Vrindavan. And one such pastime is Janma Leela of Krishna, is what one of the class I was hearing. And the baby pastimes of Krishna. So in Goloka Vrindavan, the description says that Krishna is eternally youth. I think the age is 11 and a half, something, when he leaves Mathura, that age, 11 and a half. So not even youth, the description says he's just entering the youth. That is the description, just entering. Srimati Radharani is just entering the youth. Everyone else around, their associates, are just entering the youth. And this is what is the description here.
Now, that is the eternal personality Krishna is there in the Goloka Vrindavan. And you know, they have their pastimes there. But the pastimes which happen here, the description that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, only the fortunate souls of this planet they are able to hear this. About the Makhan Chori pastime, or bead stealing of clothes of gopis, or the childhood pastimes of killing Putana, Trinavarta and others. Right? So all these pastimes exist here. So we understand very clearly that Lord manifests his pastimes. Original pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan here, and along with that there are some additional pastimes. And the only goal of doing all the circus is to attract all the living entities back home, back to Mumbai. So when we come and discuss, especially when we come together like this, now in online satsang, when we come together like this and discuss various Krishna's pastimes, this is what it goes on to say, that when we hear Krishna's pastimes, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna enters the ears. Pravishta Karana Randrena. He enters through the ears. Svana Bhava Saroruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna. He himself cleanses the heart with the transcendental broom. He cleanses the heart, and then what he does? He sits on the beautiful lotus of the heart. And when that happens, the devotee is completely blissful. And he can relish, you know, the higher transcendental realizations. So with this, I would like to end today's class. So if any doubts, any comments, questions, online also we can take questions.
So that the aim aspect, so people have not defined the name of how to find Krishna. People have defined the name that Krishna is not there, how to prove it.
Yes. It's almost like our mathematical proof. Let's assume he's not there. Proved, not there.
Yes. You keep a name which is simple for that.
True.
In Prabhupada, in some purport, he writes that if Krishna is there, then I have to stop all my nonsensical activities. So then better prove that he is not there.
Yes. Yes. Is there any question online? So it's a request for all the ones who are seeing online, so please join in every single morning. So 8:30 we'll be having Bhagavatam class, and also we are planning to have some reading sessions over Zoom and also some classes over Zoom, so the link will be posted. So we're trying our best at home, you know, staying at home, how much we can utilize. So please join in and we'll have a nice time on online satsang. Now we all can proceed for prasadam. Hare Krishna. Kirantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki.